This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, everybody, for being with us today. And a special thank you to Miss Lord Remmert for having the pep band start us off on a pretty stellar note. So if somehow you're not aware yet, we are here because we are celebrating a lot of Litchfield's success lately. Before we get to these wonderful people who are behind me right now, I actually want to take a second to recognize somebody else who's brought a lot of success and recognition to LHS. This year, we were blessed with a wrestler who actually placed third in state as an individual, despite being sick, despite kind of having a tough road to overcome. And so we would like to recognize Seth Newkirk at this time. Stand up. I've learned that Seth is very, very modest, but we're really, really happy for the success and recognition he's brought to LHS. So the reason that we are also gathered here today is to celebrate another super cool success that Litchfield's had, and that is the Scholastical team winning the IHSA Class A State Championship on Friday. Before we even got to the state finals on Friday, you can see behind me that LHS Scholastic Bowl has had an unbelievably successful year. We have gone to tournaments over and over on Saturday, so while a lot of you were sleeping and enjoying your Saturday, minus wrestlers, we kept about the same schedule as they did, but a lot of you were sleeping and enjoying your Saturday. We were enjoying ours too, but in a different way. And so you can see that they have a 78-11 record overall, which is crazy, crazy good. In fact, most of those losses came to Class AA schools, so we're really, really proud of that record. The other thing you'll notice up there are a lot of really, really high-placing tournaments. So we've won multiple tournaments. We've been the highest Class A placing school in a lot of tournaments. And the bottom line on that PowerPoint, and the bottom line for us, is that all led up to a regional, a sectional, and then a state championship. So we've come to realize that while we know this really well and we kind of just do this like the back of our hand and it's like second nature when we get in front of a set of buzzers, we've learned that most people don't really know what a Scholastic Bowl match is or what exactly we do or what exactly you have to know or anything that really happens during a match. So we thought today we would start off by showing you a little snippet of what a Scholastic Bowl match is like. So you'll see that behind me, there are what we call a buzzer set and some buzzers sitting in front of these students. And a Scholastic Bowl match typically consists of both bonuses and toss-up questions. We're gonna focus on toss-up questions. Some people will ask, well, how do you know what to study? And my answer is, you study everything. You should know everything, so good luck. So we have five questions today that we're gonna share with you. We're actually gonna play them out so you can kind of see exactly what they have to know and how rigorous these questions are. You'll also see that questions are scaffolded, meaning that the question starts off pretty difficult. It gets a little easier with a clue, a little easier with a clue, and then finally there's called the giveaway clue. And by then, you already should have buzzed in because the other team's gonna get it. So we'll show you kind of how that works today. So those behind me, you're ready, right? No pressure. So question number one is in the category of science. Time out. You can tell who keeps us in line to make sure things are going correctly. So, question number one is in science. One component part of this structure is the olive. an oval structure of gray matter that helps maintain equilibrium. Lyme disease focuses its attack on this part of the brain that regulates reflex functions such as vomiting, heart rates.
Medulla oblongata.
Go ahead. That is correct. What you'll notice that as Mrs. Brummett flipped really fast through the slide before this one, there were two other parts that went along with this question. And yet, Andrea knows better that if she had waited till the giveaway clue at the end, the other team would have certainly had it by then, and then we wouldn't have the points. And we like the points. So we'll move on to question number two, which is social studies. When this woman died in 2005, she became the third private citizen to lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol. Yeah.
Rosa Parks.
It is Rosa Parks. David is notorious for a person getting out about a sentence, and he's buzzing in, and typically, to our advantage, he's usually right. So that's really awesome, because you'll notice again there were several parts of that question that we didn't even get to. And he was right. So question number three is in fine arts. This Romanian sculptor said of his work, it was definitely Andrew.
Let's go Brancusi.
It is. So the correct answer was Constantine Brancusi. And if some of you are wondering, like, how in the world would you have any idea of how to guess that early? What this team is so good about doing is knowing that there are very few Romanian sculptors that people talk about. And so he already knows kind of the giveaway clue for us, which is why we're pretty darn successful. And he beat David to that one, and that was his goal. So. All right, we're going 2-1, team. Let's do this. Question number four is in literature. Winners of the Russian Literary Prize named for this author include Ivan Bunin and Anton Chekhov. The title character of a verse novel by this author first rejects then seeks the love of Tatyana. The life of a 17th century czar served as the basis for this author's historical drama in 23 scenes. Name the author of both Eugene Onegin and... It is Pushkin. All right, so it all comes down to question five, which is in social studies. Gamal Abdel Nasser did this to the Suez Canal in 1956. It is nationalization. So I don't know about a lot of you, but when I first got involved with Scholastic Bowl and I was reading questions when Mr. Scobie was the former coach, I just was really, really humbled by this. It is incredible the amount of information that these 15 people behind me retain. It's insane sometimes. I'm like, how did you know that? I don't even know what you said. I'm not sure what the question was sometimes by the time they've already answered it. It's really impressive, and it's very humbling. And it's even more impressive that they have as much knowledge as it's taken to be so successful this year and lead us to a state championship. So I want you to actually meet the faces of those behind me. And so I'm going to call them up, and I'm going to have them line up in front of here. So we're going to first introduce, though, our really super supporters who were with us on Friday. We can't do this a lot of times without the support. It's nice to look out and see familiar faces. It's nice to look out and see that people are rooting for you when you're coming from behind or you're facing tough opponents. And so I'd first like to recognize some of our super supporters. Besides those parents who, God love them, we can always count on them to support us on these long Scholastic Bowl days. So I would like for some of our big fans to come down. The first is Ashley Washburn. next is Riley Jennings. Maybe not here. The next is Daniel Martin. I think I saw him in the office. He might not. The next I would like to recognize is Joey Aldridge. The next person I would like to thank for their support is Aaron Caveney. And last but certainly not least is Colin Thomas, who is with us a lot of Saturdays. These wonderful students were with us all day on Friday. They didn't hesitate to get up when we had a 6 a.m. bus time. They didn't complain at all when we didn't get home till almost like 8 o'clock at night on that same day. And the whole time they had a smile on their faces. And like I said, it's really reassuring to the team when we have support behind us. So now we're going to introduce the varsity team. So let's give a hand for our juniors first. So the first person I'd like to recognize is Lexi Billick. The next person is Nick Brado. Another member of the varsity team is Kinder Guthrie. Next is Kyle Jeffers. The next person I want to recognize is Parth Patel. We definitely want to recognize next Andrew Thomas. Another one of our fantastic juniors is Kyle Towner. And we, of course, couldn't do it without the humor of Chris Walls. Next junior I want to talk about is Andrea Weeks. And to round out our juniors, let's recognize Matt Zumwalt. As you can tell, we have a super, super group of juniors. They make up the bulk of our team, and that's always a good sign for the future, because when you're successful one year, you want to make sure you have a lot of returning faces, and we do, and we're lucky to have them. Unfortunately, we have five people we have to depart with, so we're going to recognize the seniors at this point. So we're going to start with Andrea Fisher. Andrea likes the trophy as much as I do. Next senior I want to recognize is Tim Francis. The next senior who's so dedicated to the team even missed a field trip today. So the next person is Logan Lightshoe. The next person we want to give a shout out to is Becca Quinn. And definitely, last but not least, our team captain, David York. that this team works so well together, and that one of the main reasons we are so successful is because each of these people brings something different to the table. Each of these people has an area of knowledge or has a specialty that they bring, and that's what makes us kind of work so well together. So a lot of times, you'll notice that in our stats and in different matches, so many of our team are able to answer questions for us and get points on the board for us. So it really is a team effort, and that's why we had the fullest roster on Friday, because we need every single person in this group to make us work so well. So give another round of applause for LHS Classic Bowl. Hey, why don't you go ahead around and just sit back. Give you another little example of what exactly Scholastic Bowl looks like. So I took for you and gathered for you some pictures from our day on Friday that we won't take too long for because we like this band pepping us up. But if you notice, we're kind of situated just like we are today. You can tell right there that they are heavily involved with what's being said and asked of them. And the next one, you get another snapshot of the team. And again, you'll notice that it's definitely a lot different than a rowdy crowd at a basketball game or a football game. It's pretty intense, and you have to listen very, very closely to make sure that we don't miss a beat, because we want every single point we can get. And then the next one, if the clicker works, same thing. You can keep going, Mrs. Brummett. And then again, this is kind of conferring during a bonus question, because there is a teamwork component. And again, as I said earlier, we certainly couldn't do it without the people supporting us. And there's more of those happy faces. This is during the championship match, which for most teams is probably a lot closer than ours. Those of you who were able to see our score from Friday, I've talked to a lot of seniors about it this morning. They're like, you won by a huge margin, and we did. Which is, though, they still have their serious faces on. They're still doing what they do to get the job done. But you'll notice in the next one, all of a sudden, Andrea, she's a lot smilier, because she realized that mathematically, it was impossible for the other team to win, and that was a happy moment. You're welcome, Andrea. This is when we were waiting for our big trophy. There's something really stellar about being in this room and being one of the only eight teams of Class A and AA to remain at the end of a long day. And then, of course, when we got our medals, I taught them how to kiss the gold, man, hold it up to the sky, like Albert Pujols. And then this is kind of enjoying the moment on stage. It's nice when we had every team before us get called, because that meant we were getting closer to first place, and it was a great day. The official team picture. Celebratory dinner, of course, that's an important part of the day. And then what we'd like to do right now, before we turn it over to the band, is thank all of you who were able to join us on Friday night. There were a lot of you honking as we came back into town, yelling at us in the streets. There were a lot of students waiting here to celebrate with us when we got back, and that meant the world to us. And we appreciate your support, because it really, really speaks to you guys. So, before we turn it over, let's give another round of applause to the official, only state champion IHSA team that Litchfield's ever had.